Hello and good afternoon. Welcome back to our podcast about the blue economy. In the morning, we spoke a little bit about my personal experience when I was traveling to the southern part in Chile in 2004. But at this time, there wasn't a concept, a paradigm, or common understanding of the blue economy. So where is it coming from? I think we can start with 1992. It was a crucial year for the international efforts to improve the well-being of humankind and the Earth as such. In Rio de Janeiro, Brazil took place the groundbreaking United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. The global summit focused on the interaction between poverty, human rights, population development, social development, and the situation of the woman. The conference led countries to rethink their economic development. The goal was to find new ways to stop the destruction of replaceable natural resources and the rampant pollution of the planet. Participants assessed the Agenda 21 and the principles of Rio. Convention on biodiversity, desertification, and climate change were also adopted. 20 years later, at the Rio Plus 20 conference in 2012, the green economy became the main theme. The United Nations defines the green economy as a low-carbon, resources-efficient, and socially inclusive economy. Growth is driven by public and private investment and the reduction of carbon emission and pollution. The green economy was expected to create jobs, promote business and investment, while increasing the production of clean energy, reducing waste, and conserving natural resources. One of the main outcomes of the Rio Plus 20 conference was the development of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG. The SDGs are based on the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs. The aim was addressing all three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental aspects, in a balanced way. The concept or new paradigm of the blue economy emerged in the context of the Rio Plus 20 conference on sustainable development and the green economy. At that time, it could be seen as a branch of the green economy. After the Rio summit in 2012, we could see the first steps of considering the potential of the oceans for growth. Later on, that sector was integrated into the definition of the Sustainable Development Goals, namely under Goal 14, Life Underwater. Established targets to substantially reduce marine pollution, address ocean acidification, sustainably manage marine resources, and increase scientific knowledge and transfer marine technology to developing countries, in particular to the small island developing states. The blue economy comprises the same principles and goals as the green economy. However, the concept has evolved from a blue aspect of a green economy to a paradigm on its own right. Oceans and lakes are seen as a development areas that should be given an opportunity for sustainable development. The aim is sustainable management of marine resources that enables existing and new areas for economic growth and job creation without destroying the ocean habitat. From this perspective, blue and green economy are mutually supportive. Greater prosperity and social justice while significantly reducing environmental risks. From this perspective, blue and green economy are mutually supportive. Greater prosperity and social justice while significantly reducing environmental risks. In this sense, The concept of the blue economy opens up new perspectives and new possibilities for the sustainable use of the oceans. For centuries, the seas and lakes have been seen as an unlimited resource and as a global waste bin. Environmental costs have been consistently excluded from any economic calculation. The new blue economy approach aims to decouple general social economic development from environmental degradation. The real value of the ocean and seas must become clear in order to enable sustainable use and protection of the ecosystem. The current worrying state of marine and coastal ecosystems shows that further efforts are needed for sustainable management. The main challenges for achieving a truly sustainable blue economy are, first, sustainable use of biodiversity in the production of food from oceans, seas, and lakes. Two, improving food security through sustainable fisheries and aquaculture. Three, to fight decisively against climate change and CO2 emissions. Four, measures to combat ocean acidification associated with damage of coastal habitat such as mangrove, seagrass or salt marshes. Five, sustainable marine and coastal tourism, which, precisely because of the enormous growth in recent years, is linked to the increase in greenhouse gas emissions, water demand, wastewater, garbage, loss of coastal habitats, and threats to biodiversity. 6. Prevention of pollution and marine waste, the growing population, the intensification of agriculture, and the increasing urbanization of coastal areas are, in addition to shipping, the sources of increasing marine pollution, mainly plastic pollution. Let's talk a little bit about the blue economy and importance by numbers. The organizers of the Sustainable Blue Economy Conference in Nairobi made reference to some figures to explain the underlying factors for the importance of the blue economy. I will quote from some papers in preparing the conference in Nairobi. I quote, "The United Nations Environment Programme estimates that half of the world's population lives within 60 kilometers of the sea. Three quarters of all large cities are located along the coast. According to the International Maritime Organization, IMO, the sea facilitates global trade by up to 70% by value and up to 90% by volume. The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, estimates that blue economy industries assure the livelihood up to 820 million people worldwide. Our ocean contains 1.3 billion cubic kilometers of water, which is 97% of the world's water. The World Bank estimates that ocean absorbs about 25% of the extra carbon dioxide added to the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels. Oil and gas remain major sources for world energy, with roughly 30% of production being offshore. The International Energy Agency, IEA, estimates that renewable energy could meet 100 to 400% of the current global energy demand." End of quote, as I mentioned, from the conference paper 2018. If we have a closer look at the share of the blue economy in general economic development, we can see the huge potential of the oceans isn't fully discovered. Let's have a look to the blue economy importance in the European Union. In 2016, the blue economy contributed 1.3% of the GDP of the 28 member states of the European Union and over 1.6% of its employment. In the United States of America, the figures are more or less the same than we can see in the European Union. There's a slight difference in the definition of what is part of the blue economy or the ocean economy, as the Americans are calling it. The ocean economy accounted for 2.3% of total employment and 1.8% of total GDP. So, if you look to these figures, they don't look very impressive at the first sight. But, however, the ocean provides wide-ranging value, from food to tourism, trade and transport to other very important areas. With an annual gross marine product of roughly $2.5 trillion, the blue economy would be the seventh largest economy in the world. And that is impressive, I think. So, in the next episode, we will talk about the different sectors of the blue economy. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.